Nordine.
Thank you, Jeff. Much appreciated. It is currently, let's see, we are looking at 33 degrees at WDKOK. Winternet-wise, just the Tri-Valley School District on a two-hour delay, and we have Luzerne County Community College closed today.
This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob's doing what he does well, and that's taking good care of us over in the producer's chair. Much appreciated. On the news line with us now, Richard Chalmers on the line. He's the post adjutant at the American Legion Post 182 in Lewisburg. Good morning, sir. Thanks for calling in this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I think the American Legion posts around here, and particularly up in Lewisburg, just doing so much out in the community and helping veterans and doing all kinds of things. Let's get a full-blown update, then we'll talk a little bit about your fundraising. First of all, tell us what the adjutant does and what the Legion does. So two questions wrapped up into one there.
Well, the adjutant is sort of like the secretary on a board of directors. I take care of all the memberships and open and answer the mail and provide what otherwise would be secretarial services to the post commander.
All right. Well, fantastic. Now tell us all about the Legion itself.
Well, we've been in our community for about 50 years, and we support all our veterans programs. We try to be an asset to the community. There's a multitude of services we provide. We support the annual Memorial Day parade in Lewisburg. We use our profits from our events to provide veterans outreach, support to veterans hospitals. Through donations of money and personal care items, we provide rides to veterans' hospital appointments for vets who cannot provide their own transportation. And we try to provide assistance to local veterans who are struggling. And we provide military funerals for veterans who pass away. And we're a meeting place for veterans who get together, come in, have a coffee or an adult beverage, and share stories and just commiserate with each other, a meeting place.
I remember helping some of the students around here that have been in the essay contest, too, the statewide essay contest. Do you ever get involved in that process?
That's absolutely right. We have a young lady from the Lewisburg High School whose essay is making its way through the wickets right now, and hopefully she'll finish at the state level and maybe garner a few dollars. I think the winning prize at the state level is $3,000.
Yeah, boy, talk about a win-win-win situation. And that is some work on your part to make sure that these local students find out about it and get involved and participate. And of course, they got the talent and the wherewithal to win, to move up in the competition. So good luck with that. Keep us informed. You do fundraising where necessary. Of course, the establishment does have a restaurant that's associated with it, so we know that might bring in some revenue. You have a fundraiser coming up. Tell us briefly about that.
It's Friday at 6 p.m. It's a Night at the Races event. It's held in our banquet room. It's a non-smoking facility. We will have adult beverages and food available, so there won't be any. We won't be having children in. And the address is 125 Buffalo Road, Lewisburg, at the Legion Post. And it's everybody mark your calendar. It's May 17th at 6 p.m. this Friday. And we hope for a large turnout. It's one of our big fundraisers every year. There's no cost to come in. We just ask for a donation.
All right, fantastic. And the public can come. You don't have to be a Legion member.
That's exactly right. It's open to the public. You do not have to be a Legion member. Just come in and have a good time. It's a lot of fun.
Let's back at the American Legion itself. There's an opportunity for folks to join the Legion either as a Sons of the Legion or as a Legion member. Are you looking for more people to join?
All the time. We would love to have as many veterans come in and join our post as possible. It's just a matter of stopping in and filling out an application and bringing in a document that shows that you served at least one day honorably in the military, and we'd be glad to have you as a member. You can also go online and join at the national headquarters, just legion.org, and you can hunt through that and join online.
And do
we
you do
a... have a way for people to contact us? We have a Facebook page. We also have an email, which is post182@ptd.net. And our website is Lewisburg American Legion, post182.com. And if you're a veteran and live in the area, please come in and have a cup of coffee and fill out an application. We'd be glad to have you as a member.
And do you have non-veterans who join socially or Sons of the Legion, anything like that?
We have a Sons of the Legion squadron. And if you're a son or a grandson of a veteran, you can come in and join the Sons. They're very active in our post. They do an awful lot to help us keep our post running. We also have an auxiliary for spouses of veterans. And you can come in and join the American Legion Auxiliary if you're a spouse of a veteran.
And
there's many ways to come in and participate and help with veterans outreach for those people who are so inclined.
And if a woman who isn't a son of a veteran, or she wouldn't be a son of anybody, but if she's not a offspring of a veteran and isn't the spouse of a veteran, what way can a woman in the general public join in?
Randy, a man or a woman of the general public can come in and become a social member of our post and participate in all our activities. So there's a multitude of ways to become affiliated with the American Legion in Lewisburg and to support our community and our veterans.
Well, the Lewisburg Legion's very popular. You do a lot of outreach and so on. So I just, I know you're doing a good job up there. All right, well, let's remind folks some of the specific services you provide to veterans in and around Lewisburg.
We do, we help veterans with transportation to VA appointments at the VA hospitals or clinics. We assist veterans who may be struggling with either a high cost of heat or a rent issue. They can contact our post and see if we might be able to help them. We conduct military funerals, which is a big part of what we do to honor the veterans who have passed away. We support our scholarship programs, Boys and Girls State, State Police Week, essay contests, et cetera. We just want to be an active member of our community and support veterans.
Well, fantastic. Well, keep in touch. You have an open mic here anytime. Don't forget, Night at the Races is Friday evening. Starts at 6 p.m. Free and open to the public to get in to participate. There'll be some small fees, so folks would, of course, expect that. But it's a big fundraiser to support all the veterans' activities. LewisburgPost182.com, and you're on Facebook. Richard, we'll give you the last word. Anything to add to our conversation?
I'd just like to encourage everybody to support veterans outreach programs. If you're a veteran, contact your local post. It doesn't have to be ours. If you're from a different area, a different community, contact your American Legion post. We consider our members to be our families. I encourage any veteran to join, and I want to thank you, Mark, for this opportunity to speak to our community.
Well, I'm proud to be a Sons of the Legion in Sunbury at 201, so I know all about that process. Thank you, Richard. Thanks for your military service back in the day, and thanks for all your work as post adjutant up at the American Legion Post 182 in Lewisburg. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Very much appreciated at our end as well. Thank you. That is Richard Chalmers, as we mentioned, a post adjutant at the American Legion Post up in Lewisburg.